Stocker Summer Radio, being quick enough for Miss Tangevet Jackson, TANJAVETTE, Jackson, JACKSON. Today's date is 1/22/2013. Patient is a 44-year-old Afro-American female, comes to the clinic with, number one, elevated blood pressure, number two, headaches, number three, neck tension, shoulder tension, number four, she could not tolerate the propranolol. Number five, hypertension. Number six, bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome. Number seven, history of uterine fibroids. Number eight, insomnia. Number nine, allergic rhinitis. Number 10, bilateral pupil edema. Number 11, left posterior auricular lymphadenopathy resolved. Patient comes to the clinic with the aforementioned problems. She was seen on the 18th, 1/18/2013. She was given propranolol along with her Losartan. She doesn't like the way that makes her feel. She wants to stop it. I'm going to give her bistolic 5 milligrams puke a day. I've given her a 10 milligram sample. She's just break the pill in half. We're going to continue with the Losartan. We're going to continue with the melatonin, 6 milligrams a night. She's to continue following a low-salt, low-cholesterol diet. She's to increase exercise. She's to indulge in low-salt foods and low-fat foods, period. I had given her literature last time about a high-fiber diet and a low-salt diet. We'll continue to have her follow that, period. Patient has any nausea, vomiting, fever, chills. She does have headaches, no dizziness, blurred vision, chest pain, short breath, frequency of dysuria, melanocephalia, constipation, no sore throat, earaches, runny nose, no focal motor sensitivity, no skin rashes, skin lesions, no abdominal pain, period. We'll have the patient come back in 2 weeks for follow-up, period. If her blood pressure is still not controlled, I'll increase the Losartan to 100 milligrams a day and may even have to go to the bistolic 10 milligrams a day. End of dictation.